You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. This is the last day to drop off your Operation Christmas Child box at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. Again, starting today from 9 until 11. Again, Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. The shoeboxes need to be dropped off today. Today is the last day for the drop-off from 9 until 11 at the Hayward Wesleyan Church over on Nyman Avenue. The Drummond Elementary Christmas Store is still looking for new or very gently used items that they could donate, and appreciate all donations. These are gifts that the kids will use for their parents, grandparents, siblings, and other kids. You can also make a cash donation. All donations are due by December 3rd. Again, for the Drummond Elementary Christmas Store. If you have any questions, give Lori a call, 715-580-0192. The Hayward Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 9 o'clock this morning until noon. They are located at 16216 U.S. Highway 63, just outside of downtown Hayward. They are opening up again from 9 until noon. For more information, you can look them up at haywardfoodshelf.net and just click on the Need Food. There is no financial requirements to collect food from this program. Again, 9 until noon, the Hayward Community Food Shelf out on Highway 63. Make Your Own Greeting Cards will be happening at the Hayward Senior Resource Center, located at 15856 East 5th Street. Here in Hayward, from 9:30 until 11:30, you can make your own greeting cards. You can make up to 4 cards for only $3 each, and all the supplies will be provided. Again, make your own greeting cards from 9:30 until 11:30 at the Hayward Resource Center. Smart Moves Dance happening at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M. Based on Dance for Parkinson's techniques, these classes are for people with mobility challenges. Movements are adapted for seated and standing. Stretch and strengthen with a variety of music. Again, Smart Moves Dance, happening at the Cable Community Center in Cable, Wisconsin. Super Senior classes starting off at 11 o'clock today until noon. This will be at the Hayward Senior Resource Center. A 45-minute class geared to those 60 and older, and it's chair-based. They'll work on balance, strength, coordination, core, and, of course, having fun. 11 until 12, Super Senior classes at the Hayward Senior Resource Center here in Hayward. Join Ladies Night Out in downtown Spooner this evening, starting off at the Palace Theater Library from 2 until 8. They have beautiful boxes of homemade cookies, Shelby's famous dog treats, and other special holiday treats available. There's a 50-50 raffle and some other special guests coming up at 4 o'clock. This is all for the Washburn County Humane Society, part of the Ladies Night Out in downtown Spooner. This is throughout the evening, and all of the businesses in downtown Spooner will be celebrating again from 2 until 8 o'clock this evening. Find a perfect gift for yourself or loved ones in the participating businesses with deals, discounts, and promotions. Downtown Spooner, Ladies Night Out tonight from 2 until 8. And then Santa Claus will be making an appearance at the Palace Theater at 3 o'clock, part of the Spooner Fire Department will give Santa a fire truck ride tour of Spooner and then bring him to the palace around 3 o'clock. So stop on over there to see Santa Claus at the Palace Theater while you're downtown Spooner. Teens Club will be meeting at the Hayward Community Library. They're going to make a craft a leaf moth. from 3:30 until 4:30 today. Again, Teens Club, this is for ages 13 to 18, and they'll be making a craft of a leaf moth. This is all happening at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, located at 10788 State Highway 2777 here in Hayward. Tonight, girls varsity basketball for Barron Schools will be playing a non-conference game starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Girls varsity basketball for Barron Schools will be at home for a non-conference game. And then on Tuesday at 10 o'clock, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up for distribution starting at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf from 10 o'clock until 3 on Tuesday. A turkey party is happening from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. Join them for a great turkey party. They'll have bingo, crafts, and fun, and more. We recommend it for families with children ages 4 to 11, and bingo starts at 1 o'clock. Again, turkey party from 1 until 3 at the Hayward Library for kids 4 to 11 years old. And then on Tuesday night, 4 p.m., Solon Springs Boys Varsity Basketball will be playing at Frederick High School. Again, Boys Varsity Basketball for Solon Springs will be at Frederick High School starting at 4 o'clock. And Hayward Girls Varsity Hockey will be at the Hayward Sports Center at 7 o'clock for a game against St. Francis. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning, happy Monday, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Gray here with you, as always, with Rachel. We'll be back with Pat Kreitlow for mornings, briefly. Happy Monday, happy deer season Monday, Rachel. Happy back to work after a long weekend. How are you today?
Wonderful. Happy dearly beloved Monday. Deer as in deer hunting. Just came to me and I had to.
No, that's beautiful. Please, if you get a pun and you know in your heart that's just cheesy,
yes,
let it out. that's the battle cry of the pun being it's begging to be released. We'll get back to where we were last week, which was making things. And we talked about cooking and baking and coffee and similar things. Sculpting. We talked about art.
Yeah.
But this week, I want to get to the subject of the joke you just made, which is also the subject of my intro, which is deer season. And no, we're not really going to talk about hunting. I just want to... the both of us reflect on what we were up to over the past couple days. We're tired this morning.
Very.
We're tired this morning because we worked on both Saturday and Sunday, and we're wimpy little babies who can't work on weekends. We're the soft millennials you're warned about.
Yeah.
Not really. But that said, we kind of are that, but we're just self-aware about it. It's just we're not pretending like the world has been hard on us in any undue way. It's just we don't push it too hard because of the nature of our work. It's more mental than it is physical. And so when you do something like work over a weekend, there are kind of surprising downsides, which is you wake up tired even more than normal, you know. You're going to be 30 here really soon. So you're going to be she's turning 29 at the end of this week. So you'll you'll probably look back soon and realize that you've been trending slowly downwards in the energy department. Even if you day-to-day realize it, I think each 30-year-old kind of evaluates on that birthday. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, man, that's been going like I thought it has been, but maybe even worse. But no, you and I have been up to deer season stuff because we've been doing the Deer Hunters Roundup the last couple days. And just briefly, for those who know nothing about the Deer Hunters Roundup, if you are interested at all in deer hunting, the culture around it, what it means to our area, you ought to be tuning in to our sister station right here in Hayward, Muskie Country 101, where I am the afternoon guy. Actually, I'm on Muskie Country 3 to 7 every weekday playing country music. But partially because of that and for other reasons, because I'm also involved with other stations on the network, you'll find me on the Deer Hunters Roundup for every day remaining of the 9-day season, excepting Thanksgiving, 6 to 8 p.m. One of our colleagues, Joel Karnick, and myself and some of our sponsors are taking phone calls from hunters around the area, and that's live on air 6 to 8 p.m. every day of the 9-day except Thanksgiving. It's fantastic. We have people weighing in from Sheboygan County. We got an email from somebody in the UK Army because they were serving in Uganda with somebody from Wisconsin. Yeah, so we're actually in touch with somebody from the Army of the UK because they follow the roundup now because they served with a Wisconsin serviceman. How cool is that?
Yeah, I was going to point out, like, New York guy. That's way cooler.
New York,
like,
New York guy is really cool. We got Montana yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I saw that email this morning from a very particular, I believe, a lieutenant. I think it was a second lieutenant. Forgive me. I am clearly not military, and I do not want to disrespect the rank, but an officer of some kind from the UK Army reached out. And so just a lot of really cool opportunities there. But that said, if you catch a low energy version of us today and next week, Monday, that is precisely why. Notwithstanding, of course, Thanksgiving this coming Thursday. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to be seeing your family, but we're also going to have to find a way to shoehorn in football because,
of course, they're counting on this.
People who tune in early mornings to WBZH, especially those of you who catch Saturday mornings, know that on top of country music on our sister station, I also am here every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. as part of the roundtable show Make the Call, Wisconsin-focused sports. See, it's not about turning 30. It's about all the activities you accumulate in your 20s, and you just dive into things, and you don't realize until too late that you've taken on too much. That's me. Radio, Hayward, Wisconsin. 6 to 8 p.m. every day of the 9-day season. 7 a.m. every single Saturday morning. 7-ish a.m. every Monday morning here with you. Every other weekday, I'm here with Joel.
Yeah.
Hold on. If I keep talking, I'm going to spiral into a panic and some anxiety here. Don't touch the microphone.
So sorry.
You can't touch the mic. Do anything but touch the microphone. I mean, do you see the steel structure that it's built into?
I gave it a good punch, too.
But no, I'm actually looking at the. I'm looking. It didn't look that bad. Forgive me, folks. It's just Rachel and I being a couple. I'll take any opportunity to just make fun of her in cheesy fashion. Hopefully you guys do, too, and you don't take things too seriously. And maybe one day I'll look back on that and think I should take things more seriously. But right now, in my age 31 deer season Monday, just not quite feeling it right now. So later we'll be back talking about making things as we were last week. And like I said, we touched on art. We touched on cooking. Can you give us a brief preview of what you have in mind when it comes to making things? Maybe a version of making things people wouldn't call that you consider creation.
Yeah. Well, what I was thinking about was like my home apothecary, which is not something I think a lot of people think of right away when you consider creations. So,
okay. I mean, personally, when I think apothecaries, I definitely think of fantasy novels.
Mm-hmm.
I think of similar terms that are often nearby, like alchemy,
mm-hmm.
And therefore entirely fictional or pseudoscientific. Yeah. But apothecaries are not that. They're rooted in reality, in even a certain degree of science, even if it's only observational as opposed to experimentational. But there is absolutely some hard and fast science to be found in the world of the apothecary, and that kind of thing we'll be diving into later this hour. For now, though, we've got to give it back to whom it belongs, That's not how that sentence should be phrased, but it gets we'll the idea it. Across. Mm-hmm. We'll be back later this hour from WBZH, the Buzz of the North. For now, back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Gray, and Rachel here. Later this hour, stay tuned for the sounds of the apothecary from two very tired Northwoods individuals just doing the thing this Monday morning, the 24th of November. It's way too warm outside. And back we are once again, Gray here with Rachel on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. We'll be back to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow right at about the top of the 8 o'clock hour. But yet this morning, Rachel and I wanted to return to a topic from last week, making things, because we didn't touch on one of the main things that Rachel makes that is very different from the others, though there are certain similarities. We'll circle back to that because briefly, Rachel, for anybody who wasn't with us last week, we discussed what making things does for us as a person, the surprises that I personally have had with art and with a class that snuck up on me, art appreciation, and just what you can do with a little bit of air dry clay in two words, find yourself. Really? I mean, it's really incredible. So, Rachel, you mentioned that you are involved in the world of apothecary. What does that mean?
So, it's basically a little department. Well, it's like a cabinet of home natural, like, remedies or other, like, herbal-based healing things. So, like, tinctures is the example that I most frequently make. But it could be like salves, ointments, things like that too. But they just have like a root in being nature-based.
Yes.
What is the definition that you have looked up there?
According to Wikipedia specifically, an apothecary, or the word apothecary, is an archaic English term for somebody who formulates and dispenses medicine to physicians, surgeons, and patients. The modern term pharmacist and chemist have taken over that role, and so it's largely fallen out of disuse. And that's basically directly taken from the top lines of Wikipedia. Forgive me, that is not a citable portion of Wikipedia per se, except that you can find it for yourself within the Wikipedia article for apothecary. However, in modern times, it more relates to people who manufacture and maybe partake in home remedies, not distribute them, of course, because that is patently illegal in every way. And actually, there are incredibly tight laws around that sort of thing, and rightfully so. One of the things you've heard me mention that my dad taught me is that most rules can be broken if you're smart about being dumb. However, some you just don't mess with, and things going into your body like drugs or solid objects for that matter, as long as we're talking about things like piercings and tattoo needles, that could qualify too. But the other one was electricity, and the third one was garage door springs. Just don't touch them. Get an expert. That's why it scared me so much when Joel mentioned last week that he replaced his own garage door spring. But so what do you do? What do you make? What's the experience? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I got into this, well, first moving up here, getting into mushrooms and the like, I stumbled across things like reishi tinctures or...
What is reishi?
Yes, reishi is an old growth mushroom that is coniferous. It's like reddish orange in color. It has kind of a, well, and it gets redder as it ages, but it's like a tail poking out of trees. So like as you'd see like turkey tail or other common mushrooms you might think of, it sticks out of the conifers and hardwoods.
That's just, so, I was actually about to ask, you mentioned that reishi is coniferous. I think you might have misspoken there. It grows from coniferous trees.
Yes,
but is not itself coniferous.
Right, yep.
I would love it, however, if there were a mushroom anywhere in the world that produced cones. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yes, thank you.
Reishi tincture, what can that be used for?
Yeah, that's got like anti-inflammatory properties, antimicrobial. It's usually just used as like a cleansing agent. I think that's not one that has much internal usage, but I'd have to look up that to be certain. But then there's ghost pipe tincture is actually the one I'm most... I'm enchanted by it right now. It's the best one I found.
And actually, that's a fantastic topic because I wanted to touch on this. There is an important conversation and something to call out that you and I are both You and I both understand how science works. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about science in terms of belief because that's not how that conversation happens. And if you ask me if I believe in science, I'm not going to answer. You can ask me if I understand science and I'll tell you how well I understand certain topics. But suffice to say, I'm a little bit of a stickler for that. Mm-hmm. And so you and I both understand that when something in nature is capable of being medicine, that it becomes medicine, it's refined, it's mass produced. And yes, you are absolutely partaking in substances that are not mass-produced pharmaceutical substances, and yes, therefore do lack a certain amount of testing, but don't lack testing by any means. These are long-handed down folk remedies in many cases, folk wisdom. There's a lot of documentation. It just isn't peer-reviewed the way that Scientific America would like it to be. That said, you and I are big believers in hard and fast experimentation, the scientific method. Mm-hmm. It's just that for some personal reasons, going outside the bounds of what comes out of a factory appeals. Why might that be? You don't have to get too personal, but why exactly does this even happen in your life? Why do you care about this stuff?
Well, if you don't find a remedy in the pharmaceutical world, you're probably going to look elsewhere. And to me, the obvious choice for that is something that nature is already producing that hasn't been handled by men. So, I guess for a lot of patients, they have things like nerve issues that aren't easily treatable or are treatable in like more mysterious ways. We don't even know much about some of the medicines for it yet. So nerve pain might be a good example of something that ghost pipe tincture is observed to potentially help with, make an impact on. So
listeners are probably wondering whether you're affected by something that you might treat with these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. So that's of course, I think how it enters into a lot of people's lives, as open-mindedness does. You know, when you end up with no options and you still feel compelled to do something about your situation, you may become more open-minded than you used to be before, or you may seek out those people who are, or you may expand your horizons in ways you didn't expect to. And so for you, making things goes beyond that one art project you made once. This is a deeply personal thing that, hey, am I going to have to battle with my body, or maybe I can coax it to my side with just the right combination of these things that I found in the woods and online. And you know what? Some of them work. You very clearly have had some positive results. No advice anywhere in here because we're not qualified to do that. But how cool is it that the world is working for you sometimes? Rachel, thank you so much for being on WBZH again this week. We will see you next Monday.
Bye-bye.
And you'll see Pat Kreitlow shortly. He'll be right back on WBZH.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Well, joining me today in the studio is Chris Ruckdashel of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing good, Mark, and it's great to be here, as always.
Yes, well, we're going to be talking about everything Christmas in Hayward, and there is a whole, I want to say, buttload. I don't know if I should beep that out or not, but there's a buttload of stuff coming up on the calendar. First of all, let's talk about what the Chamber has going on. You have a special raffle that's happening.
We do. We call it the Hayward Holiday Raffle. We're very fortunate to have a partner in this with the Superior Choice Community Credit Union.
Okay.
And the raffle itself, kind of starting from the top, we're going to be giving out 40 different prizes. So 40 drawings that are going to total $6,000 that are going to be given away in the month of December.
Yeah.
So we're going to start we're going to have our first drawing on December 1st. Basically, it's going to be each weekday, and there can be anywhere from $50 drawings up to our grand prize drawing is $1,500.
Oh, wow.
The $1,500 is going to take place on December 23rd. So
That's the one I'm going to win.
That's the one that I think you're definitely hoping for.
Yeah.
And there's also, we've also got a $500 winner on December 29th. We've also got another $1,000 winner on December 30th. So
okay.
There's going to be a lot of winners. The unique thing about this raffle is even if you're ticket wins, it goes back in the hopper.
Yeah.
So there is an opportunity to win multiple times, which we have had happen.
Okay.
So that's the really neat thing about this. The tickets are $10 each.
Yep.
They can be purchased at our Hayward Information Center, also at Marketplace Foods, or the Senex Convenience Store in Corner Deli. So any of those three places, you can purchase the tickets. We're looking forward to that. The winners will be announced each of the days of the drawings at 11 o'clock on those days.
And how are they going to be announced?
They're going to be announced. We will put them both out on our Facebook page, our chamber Facebook page, as well as our HaywardAreaChamber.com website.
Yep.
And we do contact the winner directly as well. So we will find you. we love being our own Santa.
You know where I am, so you'll...
Yeah, it's one of the funnest things we do because we feel like Santa for a month when we're giving away cold hard, and that's what it is, cold hard cash.
Is this a fundraiser then for another thing here?
It's a fundraiser. It's part of we as a chamber do different fundraisers throughout the year, you know, including our large events for our own operations. We're a private nonprofit agency, so it's essentially for our chamber operations. This is one of those things that we do throughout the year, and it's an important one for us, and we like to see that. I think the community has enjoyed it as well as they await each day for the winners.
Sure, yeah. Now, you're also doing a special on gift certificates for the Chamber Box. Talk about that.
We sure are. This is such a cool thing each year in which we give away a 10% bonus on all Chamber gift certificate purchases, Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce gift certificates, up to $500 purchase. So in other words, if somebody comes in and they want to buy $500 worth of Chamber gift certificates, they will get $50 back of in certificates. So in other words, they'll leave with $550 in Chamber gift certificates. So we think it's great because one, it stretches your holiday shopping dollars that much further. It's a great local economic stimulus because the certificates need to be spent at our members.
Yeah.
The great news is there's over 350 people on the list, 350 businesses on the list in which they can be used.
Yep.
So they're a wonderful way to keep that money local and in a way for all of us to contribute to our local economy. You know, the other bonus to it is, particularly if you have somebody hard to shop for on your holiday shopping list, because it can be used in so many places, it's a pretty good universal gift that we think anybody will appreciate. So we already have that sale going on now. It's going to continue through December 23rd or until our bonus funds are exhausted. We set aside $5,000 in bonus funds.
Okay.
So whichever comes first. So we may or may not get to December 23rd. I would encourage you to consider purchasing those now if you're interested.
And this is any incremental gift certificate amount up to $500.
Yeah, that you get the bonus.
Sure.
Yep, that you get the 10% bonus. And I'm glad you asked because the increments of certificates, we sell them in $10 certificates, $20 certificates, $25, $30, and $50 certificates. The bonus only applies to a purchaser once this holiday season. We like to spread the wealth, so we want everybody to get up to their $50 in free bonus money.
Yep.
But once you've done that, you're not eligible for the bonus for the rest of this holiday season. But we encourage everybody to get in, for
not a problem. And then you have a special guest, I guess, that's going to be wandering the streets of downtown Hayward and visiting the businesses. Who is this new employee that you have here?
Yeah, it is a new small employee that's here just in time for the holidays, and his name is Chamberlain, specifically Chamberlain the Elf.
Okay.
And we're really excited because Chamberlain's not going to spend his time in our chamber office, though. No. He's going to be out and about at various members throughout, starting in late November, actually. From November 24th through December 23rd, Chamberlain is going to be visiting a different member each day.
Okay.
Follow our Facebook page is a fun way to do it. It'll show where he's at. I think you'll see him in some kind of creative poses, depending on the type of business that he's in.
Yeah.
It's just a way to drum up further excitement and kind of showcase our different businesses throughout the holiday season. And you want to see what Chamberlain is up to.
Yeah, very cool.
So,
and all of this kind of not kicks off, and it's all part of Christmas in Hayward, which yep. there is so many events listed in there. I think the easiest thing to do is let people know that they can look up Christmas in Hayward on Facebook. And there's yeah. a Facebook page specifically dedicated to Christmas in Hayward, because there is so many events and so many things to mention.
Yep.
So,
really looking forward to all that's ahead here.
Very good. Thank you, Chris, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.